Blog Talk Radio.
Morning. Happy weekend. Happy Friday. The music continues, never wants to end. Happy Friday, happy weekend. It is the 16th, Friday the 16th. I know. Thank God it's Friday, many of you are saying. TGIF, many of you are saying. I'm broadcasting live from Big D. Yeah, Dallas. Yay. Of course. Yes. My goodness. Super excited from yesterday. Still super excited and anticipating the weekend also. But the Small Business Expo stop in Dallas was super amazing on all levels. And I didn't get an opportunity to do all that I wanted to do, like the speed networking, a business showcase of business cards. But, of course, you guys know I love workshops and seminars. And so I was just having a blast effectively networking before even entering the expo and attending the workshops and just meeting people and talking to different vendors and all just amazing. Had an amazing good time. And some events continue on today. Bill Walsh 360, that's his Twitter handle, and many others that were at the event yesterday are presenting today. My plans are for the weekend event, Saturday and Sunday. Looking forward to it because I even change as much as I need to work out and do Zumba and drop more of these pounds and continue transforming and getting in shape, so I can just feel look good, feel better, be happier, make more money. I know we all want to do all those things, you know, live healthier. Even the most fit people I know, the personal trainers that I network with and who coach me, their goal is always to live healthier, always to live happier. I mean, seriously. You know, so if those that are fit, that's always their goal. And I know when I was fit, that was always my goal, too. And, you know, and then, I ballooned up. So it's all about, and then there, you know, there are people all sizes that are healthy, and I know many. But regardless of our sizes or our weight or whatever, it's important for us to do our best to live happier and healthier lives. And that's really what all of the speakers and people that I network with, that was pretty much their attitude. I mean, in one word, the expo was a happy event, a productive event, an informative event. And how many awesome people did I meet? Everyone I met, so I lost count. How many millionaires, maybe billionaires did I meet? Lost count. You know, so just movers and shakers, I'm talking about on all levels, all races, all backgrounds, everything, just a super event. And I have seen where there are other events happening this weekend also, like a franchise expo is happening also this weekend. So I think that's pretty awesome also. So when I look it up and get more information, I shared it, but I seen that. I think I seen it in the paper in the Dallas News that there's a big expo regarding franchising, a franchising expo, small business franchising expo going on at Market Hall, I believe. Yesterday we was at the Dallas Convention Center, and I shared and posted many pictures. Thank you to Jeff Cherry of Power Team International for offering to snap a picture of yours truly. I was just snapping pictures away. Bill Walsh had presented an intimate workshop at one, but I was already scheduled to attend a Marketecture, who I've been talking about the past few weeks, who I've been networking with and looking forward to doing business with them in regards to building a website for me. I enjoyed Tim Smith's presentation regarding optimization of one's online presence and having the control of our online reputation. You know, really important. It was really important, our online reputation. Some people know this and some people act like they don't, but it's really important, just like our, you know, just in the norm, reputation is important. And sometimes, you know, we may have an attitude where I don't care what people say or what happens, but when it's dealing with your business, even your own life, but when it's dealing with your business, and especially when something is spread that is not true about your business or your work ethic, that hurts. Because just like Stephen Polis, a successful dentist who presented and also has an awesome success program, stated that, you know, people will golf and walk and, you know, will not do business with you. You know, so we don't want to lose people because of bad press or bad reviews, and especially if it's not true. You know, we like to hear reviews, good or bad, so we can work on perfecting our products and our services. But yesterday was just an amazing time. I had a blast. So many of you love Avon. I had my Avon bud known, asked me how, and did many of you approach me asking me how, asking me about Avon, people interested in buying, selling, getting back into the business that have had an Avon business before. So it's been amazing. Those that want to partner with me in promoting, in creating events. I think that is so amazing. I'm looking forward, definitely looking forward to it. Before going in, I met an awesome entrepreneur, Jody Foster. Looking forward to networking with her and doing co-creating and working and collaborating on events. Jody Foster, she's a realtor. Foster's Federal Estate, plus she has she owns a salon. She's a salon owner. And so looking forward, you guys know that I love that. So Jody, big shout-out to Jody if you're listening. It was a pleasure meeting and networking with you. Dr. Steve H. Polis, his dental office is in Arizona, and his success program is from the Professional Success Institute. We develop millionaires. So it definitely was a blast. I was there to network and promote my Avon business, to promote my career in beauty and fashion since a kid. I've been in the beauty, fashion, entertainment industry since a kid. Also talking and learning about my invention project that I can't talk on because I'm in confidentiality agreements. I'm in confidentiality agreements with Davidson and with New Show Studios regarding the reality show idea. So especially I enjoyed the patent, like at the end of it, the patent protection seminar. So I need to get more information regarding that. And there was a seminar that I really loved, and it was all about happiness. And I was headed to the Publish a Book and Multiply Your Business workshop presented by Black Heart Books, but I met a very inspiring woman named Kate, and she and her partner were presenting a workshop called "Is the Heat of Employee Drama Burning Up Your Profits?" by Trump Leadership Group, and they have a book also that will be coming out soon, and that was an amazing and emotional in a good way, workshop, because it brings out emotions. And it's about getting to the, what she and her partner does. They go in to companies and corporations, and they get to the root of whatever issues that might be preventing a staff from being as effective as possible and being financially productive as possible. And so they spotlighted on the company Zappos. Zappos has a very happy culture. And, you know, I mentioned to them, I said, and they said, Life is Good company. And, you know, to me, it seemed like T-Mobile is one of those happy culture companies, too. I've been a happy customer of T-Mobile since 07. And I don't care if I'm online, on the phone, or in the store. It just seems like they have this happy culture attitude. I know when I worked for that company, Merry-Go-Round Enterprises, you guys remember Merry-Go-Rounds and DJs and Coming Attractions and Davy Jones. That company, which doesn't exist anymore, it was based in Joplin, Maryland, was, it seemed like we were going to like culture back then, but I wonder what caused the company to, you know, defunct also. But we were always part of that happy culture. But big shout out to the animal lovers out there. Oh, a lady yesterday, she won a $5,000, a ticket is valued at $5,000 to ride on a private jet to Las Vegas, Bill Walsh, and rub shoulders with all of his multi-millionaire, billionaire friends. And I think that is super amazing, and shout out to her. And she happens to have a business that is all about communicating with our pets. And I know a lot of my friends, a lot of listeners of the show, even if you don't own a pet, you're an animal lover or pet lover or support the well-being of animals. And so I just wanted to shout her out, and all animal lovers. Shout out Carol. Back home in Jackson, Mississippi. All eyes on Jackson, Mississippi, what I have been talking about the past couple of weeks on Tuesdays, and we're going to talk about it today. Visitjackson.com. I'm in Dallas. Visitdallas.com for a lot of information regarding the city of Dallas, Dallas, DFW. Shout out. I'm at an extended stay. In Dallas. I wanted to shout out to stay out there. You know, they're following me. I thought that was amazing. So I'm enjoying it at extended stay. Pet friendly, too. My babies are still in Jackson, and so I'm loving seeing other guests walk their pets around, and I think it's pretty cool. That's one reason to be pet friendly. I mean, it's okay, those that aren't pet friendly, but for pet lovers, that means a lot when their furry companions can travel with them. So a big shout out to Miss Jackson at ARF and talk with her back in the fall, but need to talk with her again. Carol, Matt Holmes, and everyone at Carol, they'll be presenting on midday today, and there's events going on. An open house is scheduled for this weekend at Carol Sunday on the 18th, and there's supposed to be a big announcement also. Paul's in the City right here in Dallas. Catalans, Feral Friends, Catalans, shouting you guys out. Tomorrow at Fair Park, Dallas, I see where Strut Your Mutt is going on. 3K, 5K run walk is going on, and it's to benefit the rescue and shelter programs of the SPCA of Texas. So you can register online at Strut Your Mutt if you're in the Dallas area and think you would be able to attend that event with your mutt. And if you're just a pet animal lover, go out and show love and show support. This is an abbreviated program, 15 minutes, so the live streaming is about to end, but I just want to update you guys on everything. Loving it. Things are happening. So, you know, I'm feeling good. Feeling good. I have different things to do, follow-ups to do. Looking forward to relocating back to Dallas. And being based in Jackson, Mississippi, and in Dallas. And looking forward to traveling to New Orleans. Also, like I've told you guys before, I've always wanted to open a boutique salon in Dallas, Jackson, New Orleans. And if things so happen to be, or I'm blessed to go other places, that's great. Had the pleasure of talking with the director of the SBA Gov. He presented to us also yesterday. Super amazing. You guys know how much I love networking with the Small Business Administration. Big shout out to Rosetta Harris and everyone back in Jackson also. But had the opportunity, can't wait to show her pictures of the district director and all Herbert Austin. And when he walked in, I was like, are you Mr. Herbert Austin? And he was like, yes, I am. And it was just amazing. Before his presentation, he was able to talk with me and another young lady named Monica who works in membership with the Girl Scouts. So a big shout out to her. And it was just amazing. So he really broke down and talked with us regarding the different programs and the different ways that small businesses and entrepreneurs can get funding and educated and training via Small Business Administration. And so you can tweet and visit their Facebook pages also. Small Biz, SBA Gov is the Twitter handle, and, of course, Small Business Administration is the fan page. So I'm going to share more pictures on Twitter and Tumblr, but Facebook page and so on, I've posted pictures of him and of other presenters at the event also. So I'm appreciating your prayers, stepping out on faith like many of you do. And I do step out on faith on a lot of things, but I'm stepping out on faith and doing my best. And I thank you. I thank you so much for your love and your support. And there's much more I need to say, but big shout out to my loved ones, my furry friends and fam. Happy belated birthday to my niece, who's, of course, a happy newlywed expected mother. And, she's celebrating her birthday this week. And remember, Rest 4 and the Foundry are having a show tomorrow night at O'Reilly's in Dallas. And also, it's Rest 4's birthday. So I'm attending workshops tomorrow during the day. So I'm not too far from O'Reilly. Well, let me be quiet, because you guys know which extended stay. But it's a lot of extended stays. So I can say what hotel I'm at, but I'm definitely not giving out a location. But I'm not too far from where the event will be held. So looking forward to seeing a lot of Dallas local bands, especially Rest 4 and the Foundry, but other bands that I've seen and listened to some music of the other bands, and they seem to be rocking awesome. So looking forward to that. Big shout out to my friends in prayer. Also, the Garretts are celebrating the anniversary at Victory Cathedral in Oak Cliff, and a big shout out to my friend Laura Rodriguez, and she's supposed to be going to see Joyce Mayer. She's supposed to be in like Fort Worth this weekend. But thank you so much for your love and support. I want to talk about some more things, travel tips, ideas. My thing is, do your research, do your best to do things that are cost effective. You know, even if you have money to splurge, it's good to have a budget. You know, and know where you're. Where your spending is going and all of that. Because I'm stepping out on faith, most definitely, because I need to earn, make money ASAP, you know. So everything seems to be falling into place. But thank you so much for your love and support. And I'll be networking with you, either talking to you via phone or chatting with you and talking with you on Twitter and LinkedIn and follow me on Instagram and Pinterest, and also check me out on Tumblr, KULTURESHOKENT, Beth, BTH, Tumblr, TUMBLR.com. Thank you and your love. Appreciate you. God bless. You've been listening to Culture Shock Entertainment Report, Friday edition in Big D, Dallas, Texas. Remember, visit Dallas.com. Visit for my native city, Jackson, visit Jackson.com also. I wanted to share some more tips. So next week I will definitely share some advice and some things that I will learn and found out at the event. But here's Rest 4 and the Foundry, and of course I'll end it with the Dallas theme. Can't wait for y'all. August the 18th, you know, cannot wait. It will be the fall premiere of Dallas. Well, here's Rest 4 and the Foundry. We'll be right back.
And a big shout out to the LaBera guys. Also, I hope to see you guys before I leave. But I'm returning because I'm relocating here. But definitely want to work out with Ace Boogie. Hope I can. But I'm going to go get on this Stairmaster treadmill here at the hotel and probably do a little jogging. I need to resume jogging. I might walk a lot, but I need to resume jogging. But big shout out to the LaBera guys all over the place and Hard Bodies and all the guys that I network with. You know, the LaBera guys, there's a film coming out next month on June 27th, all about the LaBera guys. So a big shout out to my friends. You know, you know, congratulations. Congratulations. Cannot wait to see the film also. Cannot wait to work out and get back into shape also. You know, hey, I might look like a female version of one of those guys. You know, wouldn't that be awesome if I, like, just get really back into really top shape? That's my goal, to be honest, to be as fit as I've ever been in my entire life. And I have been fit. And to be really fit in my mid-40s, as tight and as good as I can be. And, you know, I'm on that journey, and you just have to, you have to stay committed. When you don't want to be in a coffin or cremated or whatever, frozen or whatever, that's pretty inspiring, you know, to go ahead and be healthy, live healthy, and get back to, you know, living a healthier life and inspiring others. So many of you inspire me. I love it when my friends post their pictures, and you know who you are, of your journey to getting fit. And that's amazing. And so I hope I also encourage others also in different capacities. But, again, thank you, thank you, thank you. Because we're supporting the Find Real Snippet. And also thank you. You've been listening to Culture Shock Entertainment Report. Thank you.